Today is September the 28th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. I am Karen, your host for the program, and this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we affectionately call it Just Jesus. But before we read his precious words, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are all in all, the bread of life, the comforter, and the divine redeemer, everlasting to everlasting, fearless in all that you do, generous and the hope of all mankind. You are the intelligent designer and Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the key to everything that we need in our schools today. You are Lord, merciful and very nice to us. You're the only wise God, and you are the purposeful, powerful high priest. You are the quieter of our souls, and Lord, you are righteousness. You are reality and the song in our heart, the teacher of teachers, and the unmatched beauty. Lord, you are very good to us, and the way and the life and the truth. You are the examiner of our souls, the God we yield to, and the one who is the zenith over all things of the universe. Lord, how do you have time for us? It's incredible. We thank you, though, because you said where two or more are gathered in your name, you are there also. And so, Lord, we are calling on all our Christians to rise up in the public schools to be together in prayer, both individually and together, Lord, that we may transform our schools with your love and truth. Help us, Lord, be with us today and show us the way. You are God alone, and we ask all of this in the amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? As Jesus continued with the Sermon on the Mount, he said, the Word of God, Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. The Word of God, Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. Thank you, my friends, for reading the Word of God together. We also do a song about Jesus. I play a short segment of it, and then I read the lyrics to you. And if you haven't had the chance to return to the playlist, I want to really encourage you. And you can find that at our website at www.aw180days.com. Click on Just Jesus, and then you will see a red button for the playlist. And what's fun about that is that the song of the day is at the top. So then as you just put it on, let it run, and you'll get all the songs that we're doing. Let's listen in to I Am Not Alone, and I will come back and read the lyrics with you.
I will not be overcome.
When I walk through deep waters, I know you will be with me. When I'm standing in the fire, I will not be overcome. Through the valley of the shadow, I will not fear. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. In the midst of deep sorrow, I see your light is breaking through. The dark of night will not overtake me. I am pressing into you. Lord, you fight my every battle, and I will not fear. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. You amaze me, redeem me. You call me as your own. You're my strength. You're my defender. You're my refuge in the storm. Through these trials, you've always been faithful. You bring healing to my soul. Thank you again, my friends, for being in the Word of God and singing with Him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And we pray together at 1:16 p.m. each and every school day. And we have based that on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, we are praying for wisdom in time management for our colleagues, ourselves, and our students. And so at 1:16, when it rolls around, pray. It's a short prayer. It's devout and it's reverent. And it's a prayer of unity with your brothers and sisters across the nation. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. Now, if you forget that prompt, don't you even worry. Just pray. You have plenty of needs on your campus. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read from Don Clark's devotionals. And we're in his series called Teacher Take Courage. Now, this is a part two, so I'm going to just explain it a little bit. He wrote it as a test. He calls it the Teacher's Final Test, part two. And he wants you to grade yourself on each of these issues. And you grade yourself from 0 to 100, then you average them together for each course. We did course 101 and 102 yesterday, and so today we will do the final test from course 103 and 104. The scripture he chose is, "Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind," from Psalm 26, verse 2. And he has an acronym for the final test. Final is forever in need of Almighty Lord. And that's from Philippians 4, verse 19. Course 103, Fruit Production, from Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23. Love. I have continually shared the love of Jesus this year with all students, parents, and staff. Joy. I have continually shared the joy of Jesus this year with all students, parents, and staff. Peace. I have continually shared the peace of Jesus this year with all students, parents, and staff. Patience. I have continually shared the patience of Jesus this year with all students, parents, and staff. Kindness. I have continually shared the kindness of Jesus this year with all students, parents, and staff. Goodness. I have continually shared the goodness of Jesus this year with all students, parents, and staff. Faithfulness. I have continually shared the faithfulness of Jesus this year with all students, parents, and staff. Gentleness. I have continually shared the gentleness of Jesus this year with all students, parents, and staff. Self-control. I have demonstrated the self-control of Jesus this year with all students, parents, and staff. Now go ahead and average up your score for Course 103. And this is the final course, Course 104, General Studies. Prayer. I have met and agreed in prayer with other staff members throughout the school year. Matthew 18, verse 19. Seeking. I have sought to please Jesus first in my professional life, above self, others, knowledge, and test scores. Matthew 6, verse 33. First love. I have loved Jesus in my professional life with all my heart, mind, and strength, from Matthew 22, verse 37. Love and enemies. I have loved, blessed, prayed for, and returned good for the evil that students, parents, and staff members have given me this school year. And that's Luke 6:27-35. Students, the least of them, I have made a point to love, seek out, and serve the students with the least academic skills and the least behavioral skills. Matthew 25:45. Parents, the least of them, I have made a point to love, seek out, and serve the parents who have the least parental skills and the most negative attitude towards school. Matthew 25:45 again. Staff, the least of them, I have made a point to love, seek out, and serve the teachers that are the least committed, least skilled, and or furthest from God. Matthew 25:45 again. Sabbath rest. I have taken a complete Sabbath day of rest each week and refrained from doing schoolwork on this day. Exodus 31:14-15. Honesty. I have spoken the truth to students, parents, and staff throughout the year. Exodus 20:16. Anti-envy, jealousy. I have refrained from being jealous or envious of a fellow educator. Proverbs 14:30. Anti-gossip. I have refrained from gossiping in my professional life. Proverbs 11:13. Anti-murmuring. I have refrained from murmuring and complaining about students, parents, and staff members. Instead, I have spoken respectfully to them regarding issues of contention to express my views in a positive manner. James 5:9. Joy. Strength. My true strength through this year has been the joy of the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10. Courage. I have faced professional obstacles this year with courage, trusting in God, not men. Mark 6:50. Acknowledgement. I have not leaned on my own understanding, but have acknowledged God in all my professional work, and He has directed my path. Proverbs 3:6. The prayer. Lord, teach and test us. Help us pass every test you give. Reteach, tutor, and retest us as needed. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from Robert Holden. The real gift of gratitude is that the more grateful you are, the more present you become. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me share Jesus' powerful words with you again from Matthew 7:24-27. Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. O dear Father, thank you for the powerful words of Jesus. Help us to build our educational life on the rock, Jesus. Lord, we come before you, and we ask that you help us to be gracious today and to represent you well. We ask you for this all in the powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.